We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, this week on KMOX, you've heard about the trauma and loss caused by gun violence in the St. Louis area, and we are going to play back our portions of our series we did, Open Wounds, the impact of gun violence in St. Louis, throughout this morning. Possibly one of the most shocking incidents in our region happened 10 years ago this week, February 7th, 2008, when a man named Cookie Thornton stormed into Kirkwood City Hall. A decade later, we spoke with one of the survivors.
Everything went into super slow motion for me when it was taking place. And I remember every second of it, including things that ran through my mind.
Kirkwood City Attorney John Hessel.
Was I going to survive? I didn't think I was going to survive. I was going to miss my daughter's high school graduation. I was going to miss my other daughter's wedding. I was going to miss my son having grandchildren. All of those things went through my mind in split seconds.
As the incomprehensible happened, witnessing colleagues and friends cut down by a gunman's bullets, Hessel reacted instinctively, hurling a chair at Cookie Thornton. Hessel describes his mental process in the desperate scramble to escape.
The council chambers are on the second floor of City Hall, so I'm running towards the steps to go out, and I think, well, he's going to shoot me in the back, so I'm going to jump over the railing and jump down to the first floor. And I thought to myself, the line from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, "Will you fool, the fall alone will kill you." And I literally thought that as I'm running, and I'm sort of giggling to myself. Just amazing the kinds of things that go through your mind.
Hessel says the psychological trauma lasts for months, years.
You have dreams over and over, particularly within the first year. You relive that several times a week, at least for me. And it's funny, every time I did something different than what I did that night, I got killed.
The survivors meet each February 7th to support each other and talk about how something like this shouldn't have happened, and for Hessel, speaking out in the hope it never will again. Megan Lynch, News Radio 1120, KMOX.
I'm Brett Bloom. Why didn't the victims of the Kirkwood shooting 10 years ago get more of a warning that Cookie Thornton was on the warpath? Mayor Tim Griffin, who was in the council chamber at the time as deputy mayor, has an incredible theory.
We didn't hear it in the council chambers, probably because everyone was reciting the Pledge of Allegiance at the time. So that sound was muffled. There was absolutely no sound of that.
He made eye contact and even spoke with Thornton that night, who became distracted and turned away, thereby sparing Griffin.
And the community of Kirkwood has not forgotten. They gathered last Wednesday night.
I'm Michael Calhoun. Kirkwoodians, as they call themselves, lit candles in the cold in front of their town's stately city hall. It was a scene strikingly similar to that of a decade ago, when Station Plaza was packed with mourners also holding candles after a gunman's rampage during a city council meeting. Reflecting on that experience and thinking about life today, Paul Ward, who is now Kirkwood's deputy mayor, here are his remarks.
Innocents and longtime friends and colleagues were lost on this date 10 years ago. We've come a mighty long way as a community, but have a long way to go. Violence has become all too common in society, be it schools, churches, or concerts. All these grotesque acts are perpetuated by emotionally disturbed people. We need to recognize people in distress and make greater investment in mental health services. I'm reminded of a lesson my father taught me in terms of crime and violence and the sorrow that surely follows. He said, "Rest assured that what happens elsewhere can and will happen where we are. Distress and grief in some form will eventually visit us all." We came together after the fatal February day and nurtured one another in small and large ways through our grief. On this day of remembrance, let us recommit ourselves to be a beacon for reconciliation and understanding, something our society sorely needs right now. We need to continue striving to make Kirkwood a more inclusive community. To the families who were bereaved of their loved ones, to the city staff and those council members that carry the burden of survivorship, all those that witnessed the carnage and the sorrow we all share, God bless you and peace be with you.
Remembering Sergeant Bill Biggs, Officer Tom Ballman, Councilwoman Connie Carr, Councilman Mike Lynch, and Public Works Director Kenneth Yost, and Mayor Mike Swoboda. Michael Calhoun, News Radio 1120 KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.